Everyone faces challenges, but it's how we deal with them that really matters. I'm Camille Bauer, and I'm going to help you see that life can go from bad to worse. But if you have faith and trust in the Lord and put on your big girl pants, then those hard times will help strengthen your faith, refine your character, and make you who you were destined to be. Hey, my friends. This week, we're going to be talking about how to be happy when you're sad. And first off, let me say, number one on my top five things to do is throw yourself a pity party. It is okay to be sad. And I'm telling you, it's really interesting that this episode is coming off of a really gut-wrenching, heart-breaking time for me. It's been really difficult. And as I've been preparing for this episode, it's just like I'm practicing what I preach, right? I understand it's okay to be devastated. It's okay to have your heart broken. It's okay to be sad. I get it. And I feel you. So that's why number one, throw yourself a pity party. If you need to cry, cry. If you need to call a friend and complain, call a friend and complain. If you need a journal and put down some crazy thoughts, like put them down. It is okay to be sad. For me, for my mental health, and if you've listened and followed along, like I try to go get a massage every 2 weeks because I get all this tension and stress like in my neck and shoulders, right? And it's been really extra emotionally charged in my home lately. And I went to get a massage today, and like I had a couple ribs out, and it's the same a guy that does the massage every time, and it's like this deep tissue, like it's not a pleasant massage, but it's like get in there and get some stuff done. And I just started to bawl, you know. He's like, whoa, this is like the zone of this certain energy, you know, like this is, you know, what's going on is, you know, with this energy in your family unit. And I'm just like, that would be right on. My body is correct. It's like harboring, you know, like my muscles, the stress, the tension. And then I just sat there in my massage and I just cried. And that's okay. It's okay to be sad. And I'm telling you, you know, you can still have something to look forward to be happy, but you need to not push those emotions away. And how I know is I give myself a time, the sacred space to be sad, right? And then if that carries on past that time, then I know I need to do something about it. So if you have passed your statute of limitations and you feel like, okay, I've been sad, but now I really want to be happy, here's what I'm going to be doing over the next couple of days/weeks to get me out of this state that I've been in. And here's how I'm going to help you. So number two, I want you to focus on the good. It's really easy when life's hard to just be so consumed by that hard, right? And for me too, I'm a stewer. I think about it and I lose sleep at night and my muscles absorb it. Like I get it. But I have to focus on what's going right. And you have to too if you want to be happy. There's got to be someone in the world that's praying to have what you have currently in your life right now. So think about it. List those blessings. Write down what is going good. And the more you think about what is going good, the better you'll start to feel, okay? Number three, think of the bigger picture. Think of the bigger picture. And I know you're like, that's really hard when it is hard and it's sad. I just went to visit my brothers in Chicago, and we went to the Art Institute, and it is incredible, amazing. And it was the Monet exhibit, and I love Monet. I can't believe I'm getting emotional again. But like I said, it's been a hard couple weeks for me. But I went to the Monet exhibit and I was just sitting there looking, you know, at the paintings, and I'm looking up close, and right, if you know Monet, up close, it's a mess, like impressionistic and thick, and you're like, what is going on, you know, and I'm wondering when he's painting this, you know, like, what is he thinking? And then I started to think about my life, you know. And it's really easy to get stuck, right, in that hard and in that dark space and think, like, this is what my life is. But when you think of that bigger picture and you come out and you see that beautiful Monet, right, those beautiful lilies or the haystacks. Well, your dog that's barking while you're filming a video. If you can step back and have faith that there is a bigger picture and it will get better. And I know those pockets of dark and hard, it's hard to lose. It's hard to believe and have faith and hope that there is a bigger picture, but there is. So stick with it. And I'm just going to keep rolling with my dog barking. So sorry, people. Okay, number 4. Do something you love. Do you like to take a bubble bath? Do you like to take walks? Do you like to paint, draw, play Nintendo, Super Mario Brothers? Obviously, I'm not a computer person, but whatever it is, whatever you like to do, do that. Give yourself a pass. Go get a pedicure. Talk to a friend. Do something that you enjoy for you. Number 5. And let me tell you, this has gotten me through so many sad days, I can't even count. And that is number 5, you need to find a way to laugh, okay? There is a scene in Dumb and Dumber, which is one of my all-time favorite movies. And they're on this bike that they traded their sheep van for, and they're frozen. And one certain scene, and he has like frozen boogers going down his face, and he's frozen and stuck on his friend on the back of this bike. Anyway, I go to that visual anytime I'm sad, like, and I don't want to be sad. Like, I instantly, like, in my mind, like, go to that. Like, think of the funniest thing you can think of and go there. And God had it right in Proverbs chapter 17, verse 22. He says, "A merry heart doeth good like medicine." And that is so true, not just in a religious sense, but it is scientific. There is an article I love by Gary K. Palmer entitled "The Power of Laughter," and he details this proof. The side effects of laughing are as follows. 1, you live longer, happier lives. 2, be more creative, get more stuff accomplished, have more energy and less physical discomfort. All from laughing. Humor reduces stress, reduces fear, reduces intimidation, alleviates embarrassment, stops anger. It also has magical healing powers. Like if you watch Nacho Libre, magical eagle powers. Like, laughter has magical eagle powers. So when a person laughs, their blood pressure decreases, heart rate and respiration improve. It also releases endorphins, which then helps decline depression. After laughing, you relax again, and that has a feeling of being relaxed that can last even until the next day. So let me tell you, number 5 is important. So honor your feelings. If you have been sad, if life has been hard, and you're just sick of being sad, I get you. I feel you. My heart is tender this week with you. Talk to a friend. I also do a mentoring program. If you need someone to talk to, check on my website, CamilleBauer.com, and sign up for a discovery session. And I can help be your buddy and get you through your hard time too. That's one of the joys in my life, is helping others have hope when life's hard. And you can do it. Remember my 5 things. And you can be happy even when you're sad. And I can't wait to talk to you next week, guys. And don't forget, no matter what, put on your big girl pants.